This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Your thoughts on the sale of the site?
Well, you know, we're very excited that finally it was sold to a developer that has the capacity and the will to do something with it. And, you know, we've seen their plans. They're initially going to go before the planning board on April 10th. We're quite excited, we're definitely optimistic that the long vacancy of 30 years will finally end.
How imperative was it for you in your role as town supervisor to see that site become more than an empty lot with no activity really happening down there?
It was my number one priority. I talked about it when I first ran for office in 2019. And I've been working on it ever since, along with the owners, along with our Chamber of Commerce and other people in town. It's been a top priority.
What can you tell us about the people, the group that purchased the land, and have you heard anything in terms of their plans for future viability down there in terms of businesses or whatnot?
Yeah, the main developer is Benchmark from Amherst. They are very well known in that sort of community, shall we say, the area of development. They have the wherewithal and the contacts to make something happen. And I talk with them frequently, and they talk with their architect, talks with our buildings people frequently. So I think we have an owner with the will and the ability to develop it.
How much of your input in terms of what maybe you would like to see goes into the future of that site?
I mean, they certainly listen to what we say and what our preferences are. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's entirely their money, and it's their obligation to make something that they think is going to be profitable for them. And I think when they succeed, we'll be succeeding. And you know, the town is not contributing any money to this. This is solely their money. I don't know if they'll be getting help from the state, but as far as the town goes, it's a major win.
And how much work needs to be done there before anything can feasibly be built at this point?
Well, I know they've already been doing some environmental work. It's basically, you know, it used to be a mall, so there's no problem building large retail spaces on it. It's pretty, I mean, they definitely want to work on the roads around it. I mean, they have a 600-page traffic study that they've submitted to us. The sewers appear to have the capacity, so that's good. And really are the town's main task right now is to get them through the permitting process as efficiently as possible, while still, you know, maintaining our the responsibilities and the rights of the residents. And so the April 10th planning board will be the first step in that process.
And we know that the Tops is going to remain there. What about the other buildings in the future of those structures on the site?
Well, the other buildings are owned by other people. So you got the Tops, you have the bank on the corner, and you have the office building across from the hotels. There is an old residence that's about to be torn down. So basically, if it doesn't have a building on it, that's what they own. So it's a large piece of property, and it's kind of it's a developer's dream. They're not bound by what was there before.
Very good, Gary. Anything else that you care to add to our conversation that we haven't touched base on?
It's a wonderful location, right near the 90, in the middle of the county. Everybody has always thought that this was a great place to develop, and it's a shame it took this long, but we're glad it's finally happening.